Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Amia. I and participated in a survey for Walmart for a shopping survey, and they offer you products for taking the survey. And apparently, I selected the Dyson, thinking that that was going to be an item they were going to send me, but it was more or less entering into some type of drawing, and then you were subscribing to some kind of membership. And I didn't realize that until I don't know. Apparently I checked a box and I didn't mean to. And so I basically canceled it and I ordered another product. So the thing is, I had a charge for $59.89 on March 15th to my credit card. I was in Puerto Vallarta, so I was not in the country to say, hey, I look to pay my bill this month and I have all these charges from various vendors that are given promotions, and I did not request this. So I'm requesting a credit.
First and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Mary Landcamp, 40228 Benwood Court, Temecula, California, 92591.
All righty. Reviewing the account shows that there was a survey that was taken for a Dyson vacuum back on the 13th of March. Do you not recall taking a survey for a Dyson vacuum?
I did, but I declined it because it was like I didn't realize it was I thought it was an item that they were going to send me, which I thought was – I didn't realize it was a contest.
Yes, ma'am.
Subscription.
So what happened was you didn't decline it. If you have a smart device, it possibly went ahead and filled out the information autocorrect. You were subscribed to the ByteHub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. I do understand they did go ahead and cancel the account. And with that charge going through, we are able to do you a 35% refund.
I want a full refund. Why should, I'm on a fixed income, okay? This is money out of my Social Security.
We can do you a 50% refund, ma'am. I understand that you may be on a fixed income.
No,
all,
I want a full,
was created.
I understand. It wasn't done. Okay, if I can't resolve 100%, I will just let Capital One know and they'll resolve it, okay? So,
okay.
I want a full refund. If I can't get it, then I'm just going to report it to Capital One as a fraudulent charge on my account. Okay?
Definitely understood. But the highest refund we can do is 75%, ma'am.
No, I want 100%. Please.
We can do 75%, which will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
No, that's not acceptable. I want 100. Okay.
Well, your account
Otherwise,
is canceled. Would
I
you like your cancellation number?
I talked to the Capital One representative already.
Oh, so you've already made a
dispute. If I can't resolve it with the vendor, then I'm going to let Capital One know. So he's waiting for a phone call back from me. If I can't resolve these charges on my credit card, I did not authorize it. Okay. So if you're not willing to give me 100% credit, I will then just tell them to please resolve it for me. Okay.
No problem. Would you like your cancellation confirmation?
Yes. And
that's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920-476-566.
And that's for a full refund.
No, ma'am. If you're going to dispute the transaction, you will risk of losing that dispute, ma'am. The highest refund we can do is 75%.
Well, I want 100, okay? Can you talk to another supervisor about this,
We all
please?
Have the same protocol, ma'am. And you've already spoken with your bank. We all have the same protocol, ma'am. You are speaking with a supervisor. However, this charge is an old charge. It was placed back in March the 13th. Also, we did send out the recipes to the email.
I was out of the country, and I didn't know. I never opened up an email. I haven't looked at anything because I wasn't aware of it. Okay, I was out of the country. I was in Mexico when these charges were put on my account.
Ma'am, you just agreed that you remember the Dyson Vacuum survey.
I took the survey, but I didn't agree to do anything.
When you took the survey, ma'am, it was automatically agreed to.
No, it wasn't. There was nothing stated that you were participating in a subscription. No. There's nothing that says that. I can go back to the Walmart survey. There's nothing that says that if you participate in this survey, you will receive one of the items as a gift, and you'll just have to pay shipping, okay? That's the agreement when you did these surveys for Walmart. So
along with terms and conditions, ma'am.
No, it didn't. Okay. Who reads the terms and conditions? Probably nobody. Okay, that's why you are charging people on their credit cards when they put in shipping information or whatever, and then they're subscribing to something they didn't realize they're subscribing. It's fraud, okay? It's subversion from within, okay? That's what you guys are doing.
No,
ma'am. That's not correct. I'm sorry, okay? That's the way it is. There's nothing saying you're subscribing. There's no mention of subscription.
I can provide you the website with the terms and conditions if you would like to go over them, ma'am.
No, I'm not going to go over them with you. And if you don't give me 100%, I'm just going to have Capital One come after
you. No problem. Well, I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service. Customer, are you there?
I'm still here.
Yes,
so
ma'am. You can disconnect whenever
Capital
you get ready.
One.
Yes, ma'am. You can disconnect whenever you get ready.
Okay.
All right.
So
thanks for calling customer service.
I will let them know that. Okay.